The Emperor's Knife by Alex Goff, read by David Thorpe, for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Winter 210 to 211 AD. Eboracum. On the approach to Eboracum, saddle sore, tired as a quarry slave, and wanting nothing more than a large beer and a soft bed, Silas pulled up his horse and said, "Fuck." He exchanged glances with his equally fed-up-looking companion.
"Fuck,"
agreed Attius. Ahead of them was the north gateway of the city walls, flanked by formidable towers, the cobbled north road leading straight through the invitingly open gates to rest and healing. And before them, dressed in full uniform, armour gleaming, red cloaks spotless, were half a dozen Praetorians, blocking the road, spears bristling. Silas looked behind him. 100 yards back was a carter, his plodding oxen hauling a cart laden with pottery, and a little nearer a hunched old man, a sack of garden vegetables slung over his shoulder. Silas had to conclude that the welcoming party was for Attius and himself.
"Look at the bastards," said Attius. "Bet they've never drawn a sword in battle. Just sit in headquarters, occasionally beating someone up when their commander orders it, and the rest of the time stuffing their faces and fucking the women the real men have left behind."
Silas sighed. "I'm sure Menenia has had nothing to do with the Praetorians while you have been gone," he said. Attius looked somewhat mollified until Silas said, "How could she have time when she has had half of the 6th Legion between her legs?" Attius's brow creased and his lips drew back in a snarl. "Silas, say that one again and I'll spill your guts on these cobbles right now, even after everything we have been through together."
"Calm down,"
said Silas, a half-smile playing across his face. It was rare enough he found anything to smile about these days, but irritating his friend was one of his favourite pastimes.
"You know I'm joking."
"I don't care. Say it again, and my knife will be in your belly before you can draw breath to laugh."
"Hey!"
They both turned to face the Praetorian centurion who led the small detachment.
"Are we interrupting something?"
asked the centurion in mock politeness.
"Yes," said Silas.
"You are interrupting an important discussion, and you are in our way. Who the fuck are you, anyway?" The centurion gaped, and he puffed his chest out and straightened his back. He was obviously not used to being spoken to without huge ladles full of respect. In a voice as deep and full of authority as he could make it, the centurion asked,
"Am I addressing Gaius Sergius Silas and Lucius Attius?"
"Lucius," said Silas. "You know, all this time together and I never asked you for your prenomen."
"You just don't care,"
said Attius.
"Am I addressing Gaius Sergius Silas and Lucius Attius?"
roared the centurion.
"You are," acknowledged Silas. "Pleased to meet you. And you are?"
"I am Pontius Calvinus, centurion of the Praetorian Guard, and you two are under arrest."
"By whose orders?" asked Silas.
"By the direct orders of the co-emperor Publius Septimius Getter Augustus."
"What a surprise," muttered Silas under his breath.
"I reckon we can take them,"
said Attius, in a whisper deliberately loud enough for the Praetorians to hear.
"Come on," said Silas. "Let's go with the lovely men."
He dismounted and surrendered his weapons, and Attius reluctantly did the same. Two Praetorians grabbed each of them and escorted them roughly into the city, not to a soft bed with a large beer, but a damp cell with a stone.